Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom. Saints of the Most High, all you righteous of Israel, greetings and bless you. I'm your host tonight, Deacon Bell, the Straightway Truth Radio Broadcast, the Brother Segment. I hope I'm coming in well. If you would, please give me a sound check. Just like to thank you all for your time tonight. So for those of you in the chat, Brother Steve, Brother Ugly, House of Sean, bless you, my brother, down there in Louisiana. Hope it's not too hot down there yet, but probably is. Probably 150 degrees down there in the swamp. But hallelujah, got tens, praise y'all, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, so we're sounding good. We're going to talk about some of the old past tonight. I don't think I'm going to be before you long, but you know, we'll talk about the old past. Yeah. Teacher Shane got to set up with a new setup here, so getting used to that, but hallelujah. Weather's not too bad yet, huh, Brother Sean? Hallelujah. Praise y'all. That's good. It's warm here. I think it was in the 80s today. High 80s. It might have been the 90s, so I didn't look at the temperature. I just knew it was hot when I went outside earlier. Excuse me. I hope everyone enjoyed the word yesterday. Pastor taking us back to spiritual warfare, you know, ministering that to us, keeping us on the edge, taking us back with the refresher on the spirit of rejection. Hallelujah. Yeah, let's make sure we keep the man of y'all lifted up as well too, keeping our shepherd covered with the prayers of the righteous. Hallelujah. We thank the Most High for being here tonight too as well, saints. You know, we can't take it lightly. Every day that we get, the Most High blesses us with the breath of life. We'll make sure we give Him thanks and give Him praise and give Him all the credit that's due unto Him. We're definitely not promised tomorrow, even today. But, you know, the Most High had saw fit to wake us up this morning and keep us starting the day. Hey, hallelujah. Give Him the praise that's worthy to us, His holy name. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to go to Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. These scriptures always minister to my spirit a lot. So I just always like to, probably every broadcast I ever do, I'm going to always read them to us to start off with. Hallelujah. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper the thing whereunto I sent it. Hallelujah. When you think about it, about, you know, giving that may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Think about right now, we're in our gardening time now, getting raised beds going on all the communities. Those of you that at your dwellings as well, you know, you're planting seed, planting in hope. Plus you plant, you wait on the Most High to send the rain, or provide the water that you can use from your watering can as well. But, you know, we got the different ways we can water. But you know, truth be told, a lot of these places, some places that are very arid and very dry, if they don't have some form of irrigation, they have to depend on the Most High to send the rain. So, hallelujah. But either way, the Most High made water, so he's still supplying. All right, hey, let's go to Psalms 119. We'll read verses 1 through 3. And again, I want us to have keep it in our mindset that thanks to old paths. I'm also going to talk about healing a little bit. And, yeah, we're going to go from there. But anyway, Psalms 119:1, and it reads, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of Yahweh, or in the Torah of Yahweh. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways." We know what iniquity is, right? Lawlessness. But we're people, we are an obedient people. Hallelujah. Because we honor the Most High in his word. We obey it. We don't transgress his laws. Trample them under our foot. We honor the covenant. And don't forget, you know, we had a beautiful time here during the Feast of Pentecost. I won't say tabernacles, but during the Feast of Pentecost. Those that were invited, you know, not just here physically, but, you know, out there with y'all, you know, in your own dwellings, your own homes, you know, if you had the Most High invite you to his feast, you got to partake of his spirit in the place where you are. Hallelujah. We had some beautiful fellowship and some good preaching by the man of y'all as well, too. And just a beautiful time, as always, to see the family, you know, because everybody's been starving for fellowship. You know, we don't get to see each other as much as we'd all like to now because of this whole COVID garbage. But hallelujah, definitely wonderful to see the family, meeting a lot of the new brethren as well too. That, you know, because there's so many new people that I'd never met. It was just beautiful to see. You know, just beautiful to see the saints. Period. You know, Brother Daniel, brothers from Oklahoma. My goodness, help me. From Straightway, Indiana, Goshen. And the Elder Rufus and the brethren from Georgia, the ones that came, and Elder Mitchell, Deacon Gorman, and the saints from Kentucky. You know, just and all you brethren, you know, so I can't even remember everybody's name, even Brother Rob, the Straightway Maryland brethren, and so many of you saints. I can't even remember everybody. I was just joyous to meet all the new brethren and Brother Michael Israel and the saints from down there in Jacksonville. Just, you know, I'm just glad to see the family. Hallelujah. See the Most High keeping his people. Even at that, keeping us desiring to be around one another. And even that's part of the old past. You know, he's making us a body that's knit together in love, whether we're near or whether we're far away from each other. You know, it's definitely a good family to be a part of. And I'll tell you, saints, I would not want to be in any other family but this one. That's just me. I don't know about anybody else, but somebody might say, well, I don't think Straightway Ministry is a good place to be. Well, that's your opinion. You can say what you want. I don't care, but I know this family loves me, and I love them. I know our shepherd loves us. Know our elders love us, our brothers, our sisters, not by just our words alone, but by our fruit. You know, we love indeed, not just in word alone, but indeed. So I know this family is a ride or die family. Hallelujah. But we're going to ride and live family. You know, we got eternal life abiding within us. But hallelujah. So I do love y'all saints and appreciate all of you. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Isaiah 58, verse 12, Brother Ugly. And thank you for being a faithful co-host. All that you do, my brother. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. These paths are being restored to us, right? You know, the ways of our people. You know, because we in captivity, all of the paths, that the old ways that our people had, they're strange to us, especially because we're in captivity, been in captivity, and the Most High wakes us up, brings us out of darkness into this marvelous light. You know, you got to have somebody leading the way. We got to have a man of Yah out there, Jeremiah 3:15, you know, declaring the word of Yah, showing us the right way to go in, you know, following him as he follows Christ. You know, so many would even have a problem with that. They say, well, why do you follow that man? Well, the Father said he'd give you pastors according to his heart. So, hey, I don't have a problem with that. I'm going to follow him as he follows Christ. You know, Pastor Donald ain't out here sinning, doing wicked, doing evil, leading us away from Jesus. So, hey, you know, learn about living community and learn about healing, learn about deliverance from following him as he's following Christ, as he's learned, growing, and ministering the word to us, teaching us. So that's he's restoring the paths. This is showing us the way to go in. So, hey, I'm all for that. All right, let's go to Exodus chapter 20. Oh, wait a minute. Tell you what, let me read this one first. Jeremiah 6:16, Brother Ugly. Excuse me, Saint. Jeremiah 6:16. Thus saith Yahweh, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Of course, that's our people. They will not walk therein. Wow, the way was too straight for them. They didn't want to obey the Most High. But you know, when you think about the old paths, what is the old path? What is the old path? What are we talking about? We say old paths. What is that? Tell you what, let's start here with the old path. And not some strange doctrine or no new thing, but we'll start here. Exodus 20. We're going to read the commandments, the old path, the covenant, the Most High made with our people, with us. You know, you have that law written within your heart now. That's what's guiding you, teaching you how to walk now before the Most High. That many have forsaken. Our people rebelled against the Most High, left his law, left him, broke the covenant. And Yah spake all these words, saying, I am Yahweh the Elohim, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other mighty ones before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh Elohim in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Shabbat day and keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh Elohim giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Now we got this covenant that's been made with the Most High and our fathers and us now. Because that law's been written in our hearts and our minds by the Holy Spirit now. If you receive the baptism, you know, we've been born again, filled with the Ruach. That should be our number one priority. I remember when I was even before I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, of course, asking this Christian preacher, said, why aren't we keeping the Sabbath? You know, as soon as I start reading the Bible, reading the commandments, bam, you know, I'm like, man, are we supposed to be obeying this? And of course, you know, they've done away with the law. But something that the Spirit of Yah deep was inside my heart, that, you know, when I read that word, that conviction would never go away. It's like, hey, look, you know, Spirit of Yah drawing me back to that old path. You know, cause it's the old path, that covenant, it's the old path. There's a lot of guidance on the path, that you know, instruction on the path that he's given us. You know, hey, you know, not stealing, not committing adultery, not worshiping idols, you know, not murdering, not bearing false witness against our neighbor. I mean, so those laws speak to you when you think about, I guess, let me say this. Try breaking one and see what happens. You know, if you got the covenant within you, I don't know. I'm not going to willfully go do it. I love y'all too much. Not plus, I don't want to get chastised. The chastening of y'all alone in itself for breaking his laws is, you know, I don't want to do it. Let me just say that. You know, you got to have enough, but you got to have enough fear of y'all. You got to have the fear of y'all in you. You love him, but you also fear him as our father. You know, because he will chasten us. You know, we're sons and daughters. He's not going to play around with us. He's going to keep us on point when we get off point, but the law is a. I got one psalm that says this. Where is it? That sums up my thought. Hold on 1 second. Sums up my thought here. Yeah, Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. And I'll tell you, Jesus said, "Hey, he that follows me walketh not in darkness." So the light, you know, when you're not walking in the word, walking in obedience, you're walking in darkness. And there are many people who think they got eyes to see, ears to hear, but they're not being led and not being led or guided by the Ruach, by the Holy Spirit, by Yah's word, because they're in transgression and disobedience. And don't forget, that's how our people fail. And I want to talk about the old paths this way, you know, to give us a, you know, speaking of concrete form, because we live in such an abstract world, you know, up is not up anymore, down's not down, a man's not a man, a woman's not a woman anymore. So, you know, this abstract thinking, abstract mind that's inundating our world now, we need something concrete. We always need concrete as the Hebrew people, as the people of Yah. You know, we're dealing absolutes and truth. Hallelujah. But so let's stay on the righteous path, walking the good way. So you look at the old paths, you know, we start off with the covenant, keep us in fellowship with the Most High, you know, because we're in His kingdom. That kingdom has laws, has boundaries, ordinances, and that's you know, the government of the kingdom. Of course, I guess some would not want us to have that righteous government governing us, but I tell you. I want it. Hallelujah. All right. Let's go to Malachi 3:6. Talking about the Most High. For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. You know, because nowadays, we have the Most High that changes. People would have us believe, well, you know, of course, like I said earlier, the law is done away with. You know, the Father's changed that. You know, we got Jesus now. We don't have to do this. We don't have to keep the commandments, especially the Sabbath day. But and the good path, the righteous path, the path that's been restored to us has been Christmas, Easter, Sunday, Sabbath. You know, those are what we're supposed to keep. Those are the laws we're supposed to obey. You know, but no, that's not the right way to go in. Those are ways of transgression, ways of wickedness. So I'm grateful that the Most High has laws for us. He has guidance for us. You know, He gave us the feast days, and of course, the first feast was the Sabbath, and everything else after that. Trump, you know, so we got Passover and going down the line. But they would tell you, well, you know, we don't have to keep that. But no, those are the words of a devil. Let me tell you, what the law is done away with, know what you're listening to. You're listening to the devil. Somebody who's relaxing and doing away with Yahweh's laws. People like Ron Young and other ministers of Satan out there, don't listen to them. Hallelujah. All right. Let's put a couple of thoughts in our mind. Some scriptures. We're going to go to Exodus 15:26, Brother Ugly, and Exodus 19:5. Got a few more as well, too. But you know, saints, how many of you out there have the tempter coming to you telling you, well, you know, this old calf is not for you? Now, how about you, Brother Sean? The devil ever come to you speaking, spitting in your ear, telling you, this old calf is not for you. This Sabbath day, you don't need to. You just need to go out here and make you some money and do your thing on the Sabbath. You know, because that's your day off from work. You can go out here. You can go to McDonald's and buy you a hamburger. Go shopping at Walmart. Go on vacation at Tahiti. You know, all those good things. You know, come on, man. You know, it's the Sabbath. You don't have to rest and relax and obey Yahweh on that, man. Just do your own thing. You know, the same thing the serpent did with the woman in the garden. You know, hey, look at this fruit that you're not supposed to be eating and partake of it. Look at the Sabbath that you're not supposed to be breaking and working on and doing your own thing. Don't do that. Don't obey that Sabbath. The Most High, you know, Yah will understand. You understand when you go out and buy that Happy Meal, right, brother? You understand, Brother Sean? You know, hey, if you listen to Cleflo Dollars with other preachers, brother, they'll justify you when you go out there and transgress the Sabbath and give you a high five, brother. And yeah, where has it gotten them? Got them on the path to hell, on the highway to hell, not on the highway of holiness. Hallelujah. Yeah, bro. I tell you, but you know, the laws and everything that we've been given, that keeps us on the path. That's part of the old path, the direction that we should be going. You know, because the path goes somewhere. You know, seek you for the old paths and ask for them in a good way. You know, in this generation, especially when my time growing up, that I remember hearing people, it was heavily advertised on TV about not spanking your children. You know, so they say spread the rod and spoil the child. Spread the rod, spoil the child. The word says, but of course they want to raise up a nation of bastards, children of without chastisement, and even these religious folk, they're so without chastisement because they're bastards and wonder why they don't have the conviction to keep the commandments. You know, from A to Z. You know, because we got pastors out here committing adultery with other men's wives or men and other ministers and everybody else, you know, from A to Z. You start with the pastors, the bishops, the deacons, the elders, you know, the ushers and everyone from A to Z in the church go out here committing these transgressions. And of course, nobody repenting of them either. Just being sad that they get caught. But other than that, there's no brokenness in the heart of remorse towards the Most High. Oh, yeah, and go to Wendy's for your bacon and a sandwich on the Sabbath, eating the abomination. See, that's an old path, too, eating clean food, not the unclean. You know, being able to make the difference between the clean and the unclean. But in this generation, they have definitely want to blind the eyes to what's right and what's wrong. Well, between good and evil. Well, I tell you, thanks, hallelujah, let me read this. Let's read Exodus 15:26. And if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am Yahweh that healeth thee. And of course, don't forget, that's part of the old path too. That's when I mentioned talking about healing. You know, we need to be trusting the Most High to be our healer. You know, because a lot of times we'll get this, I guess most of us, I'm in my family, it was this way. You know, first a little cough, right? We're going to the doctor. You know, little sneeze, we're going to the doctor. I used to get so sick of going to the doctor, I couldn't stand it. you know, for every little thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, they want people of faith, so of course they're going to go that way. But that's the saints of Yah. We need to make sure we're first trusting in the Most High. You know, what's it say over here in James? You know, is any among you afflicted? Let them pray. Is any merry? Let them sing psalms. I saw James verses 5 through chapter 5 verses 13 through 15, Brother Ugly. Is any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Yah. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Now, that old path, they want to forget about that one. So we just got, you know, we got a lot of things that people, you know, that can be stolen from us if we allow them to be. I mean, as we grow in our faith and exercising it, you know, the Most High should be the first place we go. You know, if we're sick, hey, you know, we need to see where we've missed the mark with the Most High, where we've transgressed, where we've sinned in any kind of way. And some things, I understand, may not be sin and transgression. So, you know, we got those things to deal with as well, too. But let's just make sure that first we are, you know, seeking the Most High for, you know, for the healing of our bodies, trusting in him. And he won't fail us. He won't fail us. Hallelujah. I got a couple more scriptures to read on healing later, but we'll get there. Just a couple of examples. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2. For thou art a holy people unto Yahweh your Elohim. And Yahweh hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all nations that are upon the earth. And let's talk about us. Yahweh's chosen us. Listen, we're different people from the rest of the nations. You know, we should be carrying ourselves differently, living differently, not being like the heathen that are around about us in this captivity. But, you know, we're chosen unto him to be a peculiar people. You know, we're the bride of Christ. You know, we got his word in us. We got the spirit in us. So that should make us set apart from the other people, the other folks around us. What's pastors say all the time? All the black sheep are comfortable when the white sheep are dirty gray. Let's make sure we keep ourselves unspotted from the world, walking in the righteousness of Yah. Deuteronomy 26:18. And Yahweh hath avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he hath promised thee that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, you know, which we read. You know, because he made the covenant with us. No other people have that covenant. You know, we're his bride, we're his wife, we're his purchased possession. And he gave us the covenant to show us how to conduct ourselves as his bride. And the rest of the laws and statutes as well. All right, hallelujah. And let's go to being his peculiar people, being set apart. That keeps us as well, you know, on the old path. That's, you know, direction for us, making sure we keep ourselves holy. All right, let's go to Deuteronomy. Excuse me. Deuteronomy chapter 28. We're going to read verses 1 through 15. 1 through 15. This is the blessings and the curses chapter. Just want to keep our minds on this part of the old path as well. You know, still direction. You know, the Most High, you know, he's a good father and a good husband. He, you know, he gives direction. Gives order for the house. Hallelujah. You know, he don't run a fractured home or a dysfunctional home. Bless you, our family, for Jesus. See you in the chat. Hallelujah. All right, start at verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh, thy Elohim, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I have commanded thee this day, that Yahweh the Elohim will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Excuse me, man. Yeah. Will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. If we hearken, if we listen, if we obey, look, he's giving direction. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Yahweh shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. And Yahweh shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which Yahweh Elohim giveth thee. Of course, we know we're not in that our land right now, but you know, at least our homesteads are being blessed. You know, we're raising gardens and raising cattle, and the Most High is blessing the works of our hands and the things that we do. And Yahweh shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahweh thy Elohim, and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of thee. And Yahweh shall make thee plenteous in goods, and the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy ground, and the land which Yahweh sware unto thy fathers to give thee. And Yahweh shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land, that thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and shall not borrow. And Yahweh shall make thee the head, and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of Yahweh Elohim, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the works which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other mighty ones to serve them. They're getting you off the path. If you go to the left or the right, go straight. But it shall come to pass that thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. I'm going to stop there and go on and read the rest of the chapter later, saints. I mean, you know, when you get time, just to get the whole context of it, but you look at the blessings, we can be a blessed people in obedience. And our people should, and our forefathers should have walked that way. But of course, we know they didn't. The blessings upon us for those of us who are in obedience to the state that we're in now. And you can, but if you see yourself laboring under a curse, if you go down and look at some of the curses that's in there, then that's where deliverance comes in. Get the curses broken. After your obedience is fulfilled, you get in obedience. You break the curses. You want the deliverance. Strive not to sin anymore after walking after the transgressions of our fathers, because a lot of curses come upon us because of the iniquities of our forefathers. And don't forget what the Most High said in the covenant. Let me read it. Verse 5, Exodus 20. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I am Yahweh Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth of the generation of them that hate me. In verse 6, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments, or guard my commandments. So if you want the iniquities lifted off of you, start obeying Yah. Then get deliverance, get the iniquity, you know, break the curses. You know, this is a deliverance ministry. So we should not be laboring under any curses, especially things that you're aware of. I understand the things we don't know about and haven't been revealed to you, but the things that you know you're dealing with, you know, there's no excuse. Let's get it right. Let's get cleaned up. You know, the king is coming. He's going to cast out of his kingdom all things that offend. So let's make sure you're not in a way of offense before the Most High. Keep yourself unspotted. Hallelujah. All right, now let's Which way do I want to go? Let me save that. All right, hallelujah. Let's go to another another old path. Another part of the old way, old path. You know, when I'm talking about healing. Tell you what, yeah, let's go here. Looking at 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 12, talking about King Asa. Let's read that real quick. And it reads, "And Asa, in the 30th and 9th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease, he sought not to Yahweh, but to the physician." You know, he trusted in man. How about us? Or do we go to Yahweh first, or we go to the physician, saints? You know, we need to make sure we're trusting in the Most High. If he's if he can't heal us now in the green, if we can't trust him now in the green, what are we gonna do in the dry? And when the mark of the beast comes, are we gonna be going to the doctor then? You know, in Proverbs 24:10, it says, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." You know, so when the hard time comes, you're going to faint. You can't stand right now. Well, it's easy exercising any faith at all. And that's where you got to get built up in your faith. Listen to when the pastor starts doing the messages, when he starts preaching about healing, you know, describing to build up the faith in us. You better believe the Most High to heal your body, touch you. So we need to get there. But Asa, you know, his disease in his feet, and in verse 13, and Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 41th year of his reign. Why? Because he didn't go to Yah. If he went to Yah, he would have lived. All right, let's go to 2 Kings verses 2 Kings chapter 1 verses 1-6. Another king of Israel. You know, we're kings and priests too, right? Kings and priests before the Most High. So, whenever you're reading the word, put yourself in there. Start at verse 2, 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 2-6. "And Uzziah," he's the king, "fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria and was sick. And he sent messages unto them, go inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. But the angel of Yahweh said unto Elijah the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and say unto them, is it not because there's not a Elohim in Israel, God in Israel, that you go to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, the mighty one of Ekron? Of course, the prophet says this. Now, therefore, thus saith Yahweh, thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but thou shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. And when the messengers returned back, he said unto them, why are you now come back? Return back. And they told him, and they said unto him, there came a man up to meet us and said unto us, go turn again unto that king that sent you and say unto him, thus saith Yahweh, is it not because there is not a God in Israel that thou send us to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore, thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die." And then, of course, he went on to ask them, you know, what the man looked like that said that to you? And he knew it was Elijah. But, you know, the moral of the story, you need to be trusting in Yah. You know, it says this over in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. "If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You know, healing the children's bread. Obedient children, you know, get what they need from their father." Hallelujah. And let's read over in Isaiah chapter 1. Let's read this. Hold on, let me get there. Chapter 1, verses 1-6. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken. I have nursed and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken Yahweh, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger, they are going away backward. And he says, why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more, the whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores that have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. You know, he talks about his children being corruptors. You know, how many of us, you know, we have to acknowledge the corruption that we brought before the Most High, you know, in our faithlessness, in our unbelief, and our rebellion against him. You know, sometimes we're afflicted in our bodies because of our wickedness, because of our sins, because of our transgressions, and all that come on you to get you to repent, to help us to turn from our evil, crooked way. What David say? Until I was afflicted, I went astray. So thank y'all. When you do get afflicted, saints, I mean, I know I'll be the first one to admit, it ain't always, you know, it's not always easy to want to do that, but that's the best way to go. Thank him when you are afflicted, he's bringing you back to the right way if you turn and repent. Hallelujah. All right, saints, let me go. We're going to go. But, you know, and that's part of the right way, the paths that we should be taking. You see some of the mistakes the kings made. See, that they're getting off the old paths that we should be walking in. You know, because they're not standing in the way and seeing, asking for the old paths. You know, they should have enough heart to know, hey, we don't go outside the covenant looking for healing. We go to Yah. I'm sure their fathers before them taught them that, but if you ignore that and ignore the law, hey, you're gonna suffer. I mean, if you break the Most High's commandments, His covenant, what you expect? The devil's a hard taskmaster. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That pastor brought out yesterday. Or you suffer from rejection while you're sick and afflicted. Well, y'all don't love me. No, that's that spirit talking to you. That's rejection talking to you, telling you that y'all don't love you when you're suffering. I don't even think I entertain that thought anymore now. So I've learned to keep my heart fixed on y'all. All right, let's go. Oh, I read that already. Okay. All right, let's go to another old path. Go to Mark 16. We can read verses 15 through 20. And we all know this. But that's part of the path that people want to keep you away from. Not wanting us to walk in that way because of unbelief, because of fear. Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go ye to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, shall they speak with new tongues, and shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's the main part I want to get to, saints. That's part of the old paths. Healing, deliverance. You know, laying hands on the sick, casting out devils, speaking in new tongues. That's the old path. It's the ways of our people. And I can tell you, being in the Baptist church, they definitely didn't want that old path. You know, because, that all that stuff ended with the last apostle, they say. I'm sure maybe you've heard that garbage. It's a doggone shame. You know, you go to a church, you go in afflicted and oppressed of the devil, and you leave afflicted and oppressed of the devil after the ministry's done. Because, like in verse 20, it says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, Yeshua, the Lord, working with them, confirming the word with signs follow. Amen. You don't see that in most churches, most assemblies, camps. You know, because name of Jesus, pagan, or they just ain't got no power, or they're just too much unbelief for them to even want to go there or look to go there. But they see this ministry doing it, and of course, many speak against it as well. You know, speak against the work of the Most High. But hallelujah. As long as we believe, hey, so what if they don't believe? Don't make our faith more. We continue on. Get all the healing, all the deliverance that we need. Because it's available to us. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to 2 Kings chapter 5. Another person. Naaman the Syrian. Hope everybody's doing well. Hallelujah. Now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him Yahweh had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive all of the land of Israel, a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. You know, she was a servant. And she said unto her mistress, would Yah, my master, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. You know, because she knows that Yah's with his people. And nothing's too hard for Yah, and she must have evidently seen Yah deliver and heal somebody of leprosy. So a leper getting cleansed. And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed, he's talking to Naaman, and he took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment, you know, changes of clothes. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now, when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. So the king believed. You know, if you go tell some Baptist preacher, hey, you know, coming out of the straight, we let Pastor Dahl lay hands on you. Your wife that has carpal tunnel, she'll get healed. Your deacon that's got eczema, he'll get healed. The bishop that's got epilepsy, he can get healed. I don't know all the terms in churches now. The piano player that's a whoremonger, he can get delivered too. But you know, where the word goes out, people aren't here. You know, all the churches we went to, I can tell you, yeah. Let somebody come in and say, well, there's a man that I know of that's healing people. No, we don't heal. Healing's not for us anymore. That is over. But the king of Syria believed, and isn't that something? The heathen king can believe, but many of us Israelites, we have a hard time believing. Even look at Nebuchadnezzar. But anyway, saints, you know, we got, we need to be converted. Many of us need to be converted and transformed, have our minds transformed. We'll be renewed by the transforming of our mind. Hallelujah. Let me get back to where I was. Verse 7, and it came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I Yah to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, will see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. The king, he trying to start something. And it was so when Elisha, the man of Yah, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, and he sent to the king saying, "Now, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Why you done this? Let him come down to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." Thank God he sent gifts, huh? Unto men. So Naaman came with his horses, with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." But Naaman was wroth, you know, he got mad, and went away and said, "Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call the name of Yahweh Elohim and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper." You know, he had his own perceived way how he thought Yahweh was going to heal him, deliver him from that, restore his flesh. And of course, his names are not Abner and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he had a problem with the water we had in Israel. Nevertheless, so he turned and went away in a rage. You know, now he's fuming. He's hot. And his servants came near and spake to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather than when he said to thee, wash and be clean?" Somebody had to come make an appeal to him. Hey, man, look. If he said, go kill 1,000 Philistines, you wouldn't have done that easily. Or go chop down this great big old tree, you'd have done that. But, you know, hey, he said, go wash in this river and be clean. What's so hard? Why can't you do that? Can't you humble yourself? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of Yah, and his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And so after Naaman got his lesson in humility, he got what he desired. It just didn't come the way he thought it would come. And many of us sometimes, while we're waiting on Yah, we're thinking, hey, I didn't do this, or that should happen. It should go this way or that way. And the Father don't always work that way. Or we get impatient, and then we, you know, run and get chemotherapy, or run and get, I don't know, something, whatever you get from the hospital nowadays, for, you know, some antibiotics. You know, but maybe you had enough faith just to let somebody lay hands on you, get a brother or sister to lay hands on you. The Father might have healed you that way. You know, I remember many times getting prayer, you know, when I was sick at times. And not a lot of times I let the elders, pastor would lay hands on me, and I'd be doing good for a little while. They said, no, I just let the devil steal it from me. You know, because I give place to a symptom that I felt or a pain that I felt. Next thing I'm still suffering with this sickness, you know, and having to endure it longer, than if I wouldn't have given place and just kept holding on to it, I would have stayed, you know, healed longer. You know, the best way I can say it. But as I learned, grew in faith and learned, after I got prayer, if I felt a symptom, like if I had the flu, you know, I'd cough. I'd thank you, Jesus, for healing. That's what I would do. You know, thank you, Father, for healing. Every time something would happen that related to the sickness, you know, I stopped giving place to what I was feeling in my body or what my mind was thinking. You know, just trying to walk in the Spirit. And no, I'm going to believe Yah has touched me. I got the prayer that I was supposed to. I obeyed what the word said, got the prayer I was supposed to. So now I'm going to walk in faith as best I can. You know, of course, the devil's still going to try. I don't care who you are. He's still going to throw something at you. And maybe he won't. But either way, we still got to strive to maintain our faith in Yah. That's one of the reasons why I'm going to talk about healing tonight, just a little bit in this, because that's part of the path. I mean, Yah's Elohim, he's our healer. We got to be able to trust him. We got to have faith in him, belief in him, in the name of Jesus. You know, because he's not saying he's our healer just to be saying it. He's saying it so that word go forth, we can hear it, believe it, and act on it, and let him prove himself to us, manifest that his healing power to us. You know, you believe him to save us, redeem our souls. Let's believe him to heal our bodies as well, too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, where are we going to go next? Let's go to Deuteronomy 32. Praise y'all to follow my train of thought in this, saints. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Why did I copy that scripture 2 times? Okay, anyway. Let's start at verse 1. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, and as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as a shower upon the grass. The shadow on this paper is messing me up. Okay. Because I will publish the name of Yahweh and ascribe your greatness unto our Yah. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. The Yah of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus requite Yahweh, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, the elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided the nations to their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bonds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For Yahweh's portion is his people. Jacob is a lot of his inheritance. Now, when we look at this, put them in remembrance. Remember the days of old, the years of many generations. Ask thy fathers, and he will show thee, and thy elders, and they will tell thee. Point the people back. Hey, look, the old hoary heads know this. Go talk to them. But you, a foolish people and unwise, and you corrupted yourselves. We corrupted ourselves. What we corrupt ourselves in? Transgression, sinning, worshiping idols, perverse the crooked generation. Do we want to have that testimony, saints, amongst us? That we're perverse the crooked generation? No. We want to be walking upright, walking holy. And don't forget, yes, we are his portion. We are Yahweh's portion. And Jacob is a lot of his inheritance. And where did he find our people? He found him in the desert land and the waste and howling wilderness. And he led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. Of course, this is in the wilderness. But don't forget, he brought us through the wilderness. And of course, our people also, we had a lot of trouble out in the wilderness too, didn't we? A lot of murmuring. Don't forget the golden calf that, Aaron made, that the people had Aaron make out there. The murmuring at the water, we caused Moses, instead of speaking to the rock, he smote it. Moses got in trouble. So a lot of things happened out in that wilderness too, that wilderness of sin. Now let's go to, hold on a second. Another old path that people speak evil of. Let's go over to Acts chapter 4. If you think about it, those of us who live on communities, those of you who live in community and homes in the cities and stuff, as y'all striving to get out, putting your resources together. You live in community, people want to speak evil of you because they can't do it, aren't willing to do it, don't love their brother and sister enough to come together. But yet, that's how our people lived out in the wilderness together. The Father brought us all out as a nation. Then we had to live together in our individual tribes. But yet many people speak evil of doing that. Well, that's because they can't. They're unwilling to crucify their own flesh. It's easy. It's okay if Brother Ugly has to crucify his flesh. Brother Sean and Deacon Bell got to crucify his flesh. But no one else has to. They can continue to live after the flesh. Of course, they're going to die. But we have to live by the Spirit, which we want to, which is life and peace, which he's called us to. But so many people speak evil of some of the things they know not. But let's go to Acts chapter 4, verses 31 through 7. Acts chapter 4, verses 31 through 37. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, HaKodesh. And they spake the word of Yah with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Master Jesus, and great peace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the price of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet. Hey, don't give that money to that preacher. Don't do that. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted, the son of consolation, and Levite out of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. In verse 34, neither was any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of land or houses sold them and bought the price of the things sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And you know, and going back to verse 32, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul, and neither said anything, And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. You know, which this evil and perverse generation don't want you to even strive to do. You know, trying to strive to live in common unity. That old path. What our people did, don't forget, that's what they did out in the wilderness, in our own country, in our own land. You know, we're not there yet, so we have to do it, in these little sanctuaries that the Most High has us in, which is a blessing. At least we got some place to run to. We got a place to go where the Spirit of Yah is. Hallelujah. But, you know, but so don't get off the path. Don't get swayed away from that part of the path as well either, saints, because that, you know, living community, with your brothers and sisters, that's going to bring strength to you. And iron can sharpen iron, too. You get reproved, you get rebuked, you get corrected. You also get exalted and lifted up as well, too. It's a whole, you know, whole package. You know, it's nice to wake up in the morning and see a fellow Israelite, as opposed to seeing Joe across the street in the heat. That's a blasphemy. That's a thief. Some wicked dog. You know, but those who love being in the city, who don't teach you to come out from among them and be separate, you know, they don't have a problem rubbing elbows with the world. And they don't want to be sanctified. They don't want to be holy. But those who love the Yah of truth, who have Yah on the inside of us, we desire that. We desire holiness and righteousness. We want to be in the good and the right way, walking in truth. Hallelujah. So let's not let them deter you. Don't let them deter you, saints, from being amongst the people of Yah. You know, because many will say, well, I believe in all that, but I just don't agree with that doctrine of casting out devils. You know, I don't believe I got a spirit of rejection. Well, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to believe nothing. Believe what you want to believe. But while you're still oppressed of the wicked one, don't get mad at me because I'm free. Hallelujah. Because you're free. Hallelujah, saints. You know, we don't have to argue with the heathen out there or the unbelieving believers, if I can say it like that. You know, we believe, so we cast out devils. They don't believe, so they don't cast out devils. That simple. You know, we believe, that's why we heal the sick and raise the dead. And they don't believe, so they don't heal the sick and raise the dead. And most definitely, they don't believe, you know, so they don't speak in tongues. New tongues. We believe, so we speak in new tongues. Because we desire to have the Most High in us. We want that concrete relationship with the Father. You know, having that seal, being sealed by the Ruach. So if you haven't been filled, strive, seek to be filled with the Ruach, the Holy Spirit. Get pastors, read pastors on book on the Holy Spirit. Let's do some of the preaching on it. Then after you've done all that, then get in your closet, cry out to the Most High and ask Him to fill you. Hallelujah. And don't worry, He won't give you a serpent. He won't give you a stone. He will give you what you ask for. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Psalms 63, verse 1. But I hope everyone's learning in part what the old paths are that we are walking in, that we're looking for. And simply put, the old paths, obedience to the Most High. Start there. That's why I read the commandments. You know, that's the first part of the blueprint right there. First thing He gave our fathers in the wilderness. The Psalm 63, verse 1 reads this. A Psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O Yah, thou art my Yah. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. See, the old prayer. That's what David did. What did he say? Early in the morning? There's no early will I seek thee? And he got that thirst for him? Hey, that's a good old path to be walking in. And let's end with Psalms 100. You know, when Pastor was talking yesterday, preaching yesterday, you know, talking about the Psalms being songs. You know, we used to sing a lot of psalms as songs, especially in the dining hall. And even on our praise and worship back in the day as well, too. This is Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto Yahweh, all ye lands. Serve Yahweh with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know you that Yah, He is God. That is He that maketh, it is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And look at this, what David says when you come into His, well, listen, verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For Yahweh is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. But you look at how David comes before the Most High, the path, the way we should go. Into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise, and being thankful unto Him, and blessing His name. He shows you how to approach the Most High. You see, that's the path you want to take. That's the old way you want to go. When you come before Him, giving you order, when you come into the court of the great King, the one who's the maker of everything, our King. Hallelujah. And don't forget, brothers and sisters, let me just say this. You know, the Most High's commandments, they're not grievous, especially when they're written on your heart. That new man, that inner man, he loves to obey the Most High. It's his pleasure, his delight. Because that's Yah within us. He wants us to, to do the things that please Him. And don't forget, that's why He gave us the Ruach. So He gives the Spirit to them that obey Him. So let's strive in our obedience. Continue to do the things that please the Most High. And grow in the way and the walk, being obedient to His will. Because, you know, think about it. Many of us, you know, when we first came in, you know, we're all looking to do the Father's will. I want to know what the will of Yah is. I want to do the Father's will. I'm sure many of you remember that, coming that way. I'm sure you do, Brother Ugly. I know you do, Brother Sean. Want to do the Father's will. But what's His will? The whole duty of man to keep His commandments, to fear Yah, keep His commandments. And you learn His commandments. You know, that's His will. His word is His will. So it ain't hard. But at least we got, you know, one of a few things to point us in the way of the path that we're walking in. You know, some reference points to get into our mind. Because maybe us may not think of it like that. But anyway, I do, you know, want to end with this scripture here. 3 John 1:2. You know, because we were talking about, you know, talking about healing and health a little bit. It reads this: "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." And of course, the way our soul's going to prosper is we obey the Most High, keep His commandments. That's going to keep us. Hallelujah. Following His order, being obedient to His government. You know, because we got a Father that's given us direction, that's given us the way that we should go, and so that we won't depart from it. Hallelujah. Well, anyway, brothers and sisters, I do appreciate you all being here tonight. I do love you all dearly. And I pray that you all have been strengthened and edified some way as well. Please go back and listen to the Shabbat message. And don't forget to keep up the warfare prayers. And like Pastor said, let's make sure we keep Brother Ray lifted up, you know, because he's in the hospital sick. And those other, anyone else that you know that's sick and suffering, make sure you keep them lifted up before the Most High. And let's not haphazardly do it, but let's do it with diligence, because if it was you, you want somebody praying for you, being faithful. But anyway, saints, we thank you all for your time. We bless you all. And y'all, saints, keep on striving. Be strong. Oh, don't forget to continue to break curses and send them back, doing your warfare prayer. But anyway, hallelujah, and make sure you keep the man of y'all lifted up, saints, because the pastor definitely needs our prayers, you know, because the enemy's not letting up on the man of y'all. If you know, he's after the shepherd, because if he gets the shepherd, he definitely can get up. So let's make sure we keep the man of y'all lifted up, not just for our selfish interest of protecting our own souls, looking out, but no, we want the man of y'all to be protected. We want the Father to keep him. As long as he sees fit to keep past on this earth, He ministering to us. We need him here. We need him here. Hallelujah. Well, saints, I do bless you all. Thank you. Just pray that you all have a wonderful evening. And the Most High bless you in all your endeavors this week. And have a beautiful week. Shalom, shalom, shalom.